Welcome to the Working Mums Show. I'm your host, Christelle Donaldson, mum of two and busy professional. In this show, we explore different ways to find balance and thrive as a working mum in Switzerland. We'll share practical advice and inspiration to help you prioritize your health, family and career. From self-care and mindfulness to career development or financial planning, we'll cover a range of topics to help you feel your best and achieve your goals. So join us as we dive into the challenges and joys of being a working mum and discover how to create a life that's balanced and fulfilled. Welcome to the Working Mum Show. I'm so glad to be here for this first episode. My name is Christelle Donaldson. I'll be your host on this podcast. Today, for the first episode, I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce myself, share my story, and give you an idea of what you can expect on this podcast. So let's get into it. As I said, my name is Christelle. I'm from the south of France, but have been living in Switzerland for 14 years. I am married, and my husband is from New Zealand. We actually met there at my job interview. Yes, I married my boss. We have two boys, age 13 and 8, and we both work. My husband is a serial entrepreneur. He's at his third company already, and I've been working mainly as an employee in startups, nonprofits, multinationals, and various industries. My background is quite a story, though. I have moved around a lot, which actually fits my personality, very curious and creative by nature. So without giving you my whole CV, I'll just share some of my career paths and how I ended up here starting a podcast for working mums. Okay, so originally, I trained as a mechanical engineer in France, but always knew that I wanted to do a bit more than just engineering or research and wanted to do some commerce or marketing. So I added a marketing degree. And so when I was looking for a job, I got two opportunities on the same week. Become an acoustic engineer to work on a new fridge and make it less noisy, or become a marketing associate in a company selling noise-canceling headphones to airlines. It didn't take me long to make my choice, of course. I went for the marketing role, which seemed much more fun and glamorous, and since I met my husband there, I guess I made the right choice. So most of my career has been spent in marketing and communications, first in tech or industry companies, given my scientific background, and then in the food industry and even sanitation or education. So I've moved a lot. Then after many years of working and looking after my boys, I started to grow an interest in health and wellness. I was always reading blogs, listening to podcasts, following people on social media, you know, around cooking, better health, exercising and things like that. I started registering on programs like fitness programs or holistic online programs to maybe eat better or this type of things. And this is how I found IIN, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And a lot of the bloggers that I was reading came from that place and had trained there. And as I knew I wanted to do something online eventually, become a blogger or have an online business of some kind, and it was matching my interest, I decided to enroll at IIN. And in 2019, I started my training to become a health coach with the plan to eventually reduce my workload and then transition to become a health coach part-time on the side. Unfortunately, the role I had at the same time was a bit too much for me, and in specifically, it was a bit not exactly what I was looking for. It was too operational, too focused on numbers, and I had lost a lot of the creativity that I usually seek in my roles. And at the same time, I was feeling very tired, so I went to a doctor checkup. And that's when I found out that I had hypothyroidism, so thyroid issues, and it was an autoimmune disease. And it was kind of a shock because I usually never sick. And I was studying all these kind of things at the IIN Institute. So that made me think, and I took a week off that then became 3 weeks off, and I just could not go back to work. So I took a time to have a break, went on sick leave, and eventually decided to leave the company. So that was my big transition, I would say, which was not an easy time, but also at the same time, it was very interesting and interesting path of life. But so what happened is that I started then trying to find clients for my health coaching. I set up my website, increased my presence online, and started coaching mums specifically because I wanted to help specifically mums working in Switzerland who, a bit like me, had to juggle everything. And I also took a part-time job in communications to have a salary 3 days a week, and I was doing my coaching on the side. And I continued like that for a while, and it was very nice, except that I was struggling a little bit to launch my practice and to make it grow. And at the same time, I was meeting a lot of other coaches or life coaches or yoga teachers online who kind of needed help with their marketing and communications. And since it's been what I've been doing for many years, I decided to pivot my activities and to offer design and coaching, more like communication coaching, to other health entrepreneurs. And I did that for a while, and it was really interesting, and it grew much faster because it felt so much more natural. So eventually I left my part-time job to do that full-time. It went okay, but I never managed to make it work for me like a proper, like a full-time job with a Swiss salary, and decided to go back to work. So I started going back at 70%, and now I'm going back full-time, or almost full-time at 90%, back to where I worked before, and very excited about that actually. But since I don't want to stop all my activities, I decided to launch this podcast. So just coming back to this podcast, the motivation and how the idea was born. Coming back to when I was doing my health coaching, I started managing a Facebook group of professional mums in the country. And in this group, we have quite a few mums. The group is growing a lot. It's today at 4,000 members. And people who come in ask questions, ask advice to other mums about daycare, about their career, about how to manage everything, how to manage birthday parties, what to do in the weekend, all kind of topics. And at the same time, we have some professionals in there who pitch their business to these mums, and I've always felt that I wanted to do more for them and share more content. However, right now I'm only wanting to do that as a communication, let's say, a sharing of advice, not offering my services, but I really want to share with mums a lot of advice and also sharing other working mum stories to inspire them. So here's the idea of the podcast. And I already have a lineup of people interested to speak, so I'm very excited. So here are the type of questions, for example, that come up all the time in the group. How do you find balance between work and home? How do you stop feeling guilty for leaving your baby with a stranger? When do you find time for yourself? How do you find a job after a long career break? Can I find a job if I don't speak English in Switzerland? Etc., etc. So I'm really excited for that and happy to share and to get experts on the show. So what can you expect on the podcast? There will be some solo episode where it will just be me with my microphone speaking on topics that I have experience and knowledge on from my health coaching training and also from my life as a working mom in Switzerland for the last 14 years, with the objective to help you on certain areas of your life. For example, in the kitchen, how to stock your pantry, prepare meals faster, meal plan, get help, etc. Around stress management, how to use journaling, meditation, what's your thoughts, and other techniques to remove your anxiety. Around organization, around the house, with your work, with kids, how to save time during your week. And maybe around exercise and rest, how to find what suits you, how to find more time, how to look after yourself. All these topics around self-care, etc. So these are for the solo episodes, but the biggest part of the podcast will be where I will interview people and have guests, and my plan is to have mainly mums so that they can also share their stories. So I have a large network to tap from with experts on many topics, and the idea is to bring them on the show and let them share their best advice for mums like you and I here in the country. And I also share their own stories of mums and how they got into work, into business, how it meant for them, etc. Topic that we will explore include health and wellness. So think of yoga teachers, meditation teachers, health coaches, therapists, fitness coaches, but also career, with career specialists, expat relocation specialists to give you advice on how to land a job, how to better write your CV, how to adjust to the community, etc. Experts in finances, because Switzerland is an expensive country and has quite a lot of specificities, so maybe giving you advice on how to better manage your finance, what to look for, where to get help, etc. Help on parenting, whether you have babies, newborns, small kids or teenagers. We can invite childcare specialists as well to talk about what kind of options do you have when you work. Where do you put your kids? Daycare, day mum, what are your options? And business coaches, because a lot of mums who are working might also want to work for themselves, or a lot of work are already working for themselves, and how do you manage it? Because yes, it gives you flexibility, but there are also other challenges. So business coaches will also be invited on the show. As I said, we already have a lineup of guests to come on the show, so be ready. The episodes will come every week, I hope, and we will take questions from the Facebook group to make sure we address your real needs. I'm very excited. I look forward to recording and sharing all these nuggets with you. I'm a newbie in podcasting, so bear with me as I learn all the tricks and trips and get better at it. So if you haven't done so, please subscribe to the podcast. It's available on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts and I guess most standard platforms. And please share the word with you. It would be really nice to share it with your community and to hear your feedback about the show when it's live and published. Until next time, take care, Christelle.